Today's show is sponsored by Smart Learning Suite, an excellent tool to create more engaging lessons. I'll tell you more about Smart Learning Suite and a free webinar they're sponsoring with me on Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. about differentiating instruction with technology.
And you see this bonding happen in your class when you do gamification the way that I'm talking about and explore like a pirate. It really builds a family.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Hi, teachers. It's Five Idea Friday. You're sitting there planning those lesson plans, and you need some ideas. Well, here we have today with us one of my favorite authors, Michael Matera. His book, Explore Like a Pirate, is beside my desk, and I reference it all the time. So, Michael, give us an idea that we can use now.
All right. So the five ideas that I think you should take away from this podcast and start using right away would be, number one, you need to choose a theme. Pick a theme right away and build your whole game around it. A lot of teachers stress on how to pick a theme. I just say take one that's already out there. Could be, you know, from a book, you know, could be anywhere. And I get a lot of my ideas from, you know, movies as well as, I also look at a lot of images and just stare at an image and come up with, like, if you're going to do a medieval game, go look on Google and find some images, and that'll get you started with your theme right off the bat.
Well, you do Realm of Nobles, and of course, you know, Ron Clark kind of has a Harry Potter type twist, and, you know, I was looking up Shakespearean insults because I kind of have a little bit of a medieval nice. Theme as well. So, yeah, you can look up all kinds of cool stuff. What's idea number two?
Idea number two is use something I call adventure paths in your class. I did a vlog on it. If you would check out the show notes, there'll be a link to it. These are like additional things kids can go on top of your normal coursed out curriculum. And I do them all different ways. Some of them are mysteries. Some of them are breakout box type things. Some of them have requirements to get on them. But kids are always looking forward to this. And what it ultimately adds to your class is actually a more challenging curriculum that kids can like aspire to. But when you put it out there as this like adventure path, things that they could choose to do, it's amazing the response and the difference you get from the kid than when you just say you're advanced, do this advanced work. And when you invite some other kids into it, it doesn't have to be just your advanced kids.
Give me a quick example.
Right now we're doing Greek unit, and what we did was they found the adventure path that was on my website, and it kind of explains like how to get in, and to get in, they have to memorize three Greek myths, and they have to find the Sphinx, which is this hidden image we hid around the school, and it happens to be on the English teacher's desk. If they see it, he's the Sphinx, and they have to recite these three myths to him. If they do, and he says they truly know the myths, because he's teaching them the myths in their class, then he gives them a password to go on to the next section of my adventure path, and what they'll have to do is write their own myth, and then if they get through that, then they're going to have to make a commercial about their myth.
Oh, cool. Love it. Okay, what's idea number three?
Idea number three is mini games. If you're not ready to totally dive into gamification, in my book, there are details like, I think, 25, 30 different mini games. So think like Jeopardy, but if you want to spice up your class so it's not always playing Jeopardy for review day, like I said, there's 30 different mini games you can use right off the bat, one of which we're going to give away here on the show, called Mystery Box. I developed it, and you can get it on the website, and hopefully one of you guys are going to win it, but it really spices up the class.
Awesome. Mini games are so much fun, and having a variety, not just the same thing all the time. Okay, what's our fourth?
Number four is using game mechanics in class. So mechanics are how the game sort of operates. What are the rules of the game? And seriously, I don't care if you're a gamer or not. You have played some game, whether it's an app on your phone, a board game, and just stop for a moment and think about what were the choices that game allowed you to do, whether it was Monopoly making sets of property, or if it was Angry Birds, like having a limited number of birds to knock down the tower. You know, there are all these various mechanics that we could embed into our course design. And when we do, it not only unlocks the potential of the students, it also unlocks like our own some creativity. Like the layout of my course now is so different than it ever has been. And the kids are enthralled in it. They're loving to explore it. And we just keep trying these different mechanics that I pull from games.
And it's not just points, is it? Like, give us one or two other things besides points. Because, you know, people who just say, oh, I've done points on game-based learning. I'm like, oh, no, you're missing the point here.
You totally are missing the point. So like the brand of gamification I'm talking about, I like to think about Explore Like a Pirate as like way beyond just points or behavioral management. I mean, we're truly talking about an immersive learning environment. And like one example would be the time-based mechanics. So you could have something like, I always joke that happy hour is a good example of the time-based mechanic. So being at the right place at the right time gets you a certain benefit. So you could do something like that in your class. Like you could have a bonus if somebody does something in the last 5 minutes of your class every day, and you could structure a game around that, just that mechanic alone. And I mean, this is a tried and true game design mechanic that billion-dollar games are based around. Like Clash of Clans is a time-based mechanic where you have to go in and log in and collect your resources every day.
Awesome. So what is the fifth?
The fifth is build challenges. I absolutely love build challenges, what they do for the students as well as myself. So I bought some Lego sets and another building block set called Coppola Blocks. And just gets kids to creatively think about what they read or what we're discussing. When you ask them to construct what we read, it changes everything. So, I mean, I do the traditional where they have to, you know, write a summary of what they read or something like that. But it really like takes the learning and almost turns it 180 degrees when you ask them now build a scene from last night's reading. And then explain the scene. And they're sitting there with these Legos, or Coppola blocks are things like Jenga blocks. They're just laser cut wood blocks. So to then have to construct a scene out of that, it really challenges them. And you should see the teamwork that gets involved in that, how amped up the class gets in that. And then the fact that you called it like a challenge, right? It's a team challenge, a guild challenge. There's also a ton of collaborative work that happens, and you see this bonding happen in your class when you do gamification the way that I'm talking about and Explore Like a Pirate.
Oh, yeah.
It really builds a family.
And remarkable teachers out there, I just want to tell you that I am so all in. I was telling Michael before we started taping that this is one of my favorite books. And my whole class is, I use Realm of Nobles. I don't mind copying from the best. So it's like Realm of Nobles, and we have houses, and we have challenges. And like, I was looking up Shakespearean insults for some of our random events of the day, because we love to use Classcraft for kind of our gamification. But I literally have kids running to all of my classes. They're running. They're getting started. They're excited. And I teach grades 8, 9, and 10. And if you can get grade 10 excited about stuff, you can get any grade excited. So the book is Explore Like a Pirate. We're also going to be giving away Explore Like a Pirate and a mystery box. Now, the way to win that is to go today on iTunes, leave an honest review, and leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle. Let us know how to reach you. And we're going to draw two winners today, one for each of those. So thank you so much for listening, remarkable teachers, and get out there and put this in your lesson plan today. Today's sponsor, Smart Learning Suite, has some fantastic ways to differentiate instruction. Next Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll be sharing my tips for differentiating instruction in the classroom with technology on a free webinar sponsored by Smart Learning Suite. Check the show notes to register for this free webinar. My favorite tool in the Smart Learning Suite is SmartLab. This is a cool, fun, and game-based learning tool. Download your 45-day free trial today at ccta.ch/10mt-SmartLab, or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.